On and off the campus at Williams College, programs were held throughout Sunday and today paying tribute to Dr. King, ranging from a documentary film screening, lectures, a gallery exhibition, and a presentation with local school children. Students, faculty, and the public took the time to remember and reflect on the actions of those in the civil rights era. Taj Smith, an assistant director at the Davis Center at Williams College, organized the events for the MLK 2013 Festival. Smith said that the diversity of the programs is important for communicating Martin Luther King's message to a wider audience.
My goal yesterday, for example, having the spoken word video Brave New Voices for the youth, is to show how young people are articulating their concerns today, you know, doing something like the art, being in a museum, showing how artwork can sort of evoke conversations around MLK and what he sort of stood for.
One of the programs was a photography exhibition at the Williams College Museum of Art. The photographs of Dr. King on display were taken by Benedict J. Fernandez as part of his historic Countdown to Eternity series, documenting the final year of King's life. Marita Poole is the Mellon Curatorial Fellow at the museum.
These selected photos are of particular interest because they show Dr. King at a turning point where he really is emphasizing more and more the shift from just civil rights, but connecting civil rights to human rights, and also the ways in which he started to push the American government to start thinking about anti-war, poverty, as well as civil rights for African Americans.
After taking time to view the photos, attendees discussed the impact of King's life and death on their own lives, expressing feelings of fear, freedom, and hope. Also in the day's events was a public lecture by Hendrik Smith, a documentary filmmaker and former reporter for the New York Times. He discussed how the civil rights movement and subsequent movements, including the consumer, environmental, and anti-war movements, play a role in modern American life. Smith spoke to WAMC after his lecture.
For me, the idea to celebrate Martin Luther King is not only to memorialize and remember his achievements and the achievements of the civil rights movement, but to take lessons from it and from the March on Washington for us in America today. We're a divided society, divided by money, divided by power, divided by ideology. And we have a very lopsided political and economic system where people who are wealthy and powerful corporations are dominating our government. It's time for the middle class to get active, for average Americans to get active again.
Williams student Teddy Cohan attended the lecture. Afterward, he said he felt empowered by listening to Hendrik Smith discuss the achievements of activists throughout American history.
The idea of feeling overpowered by the system, like you can't do anything because, you know, like all these reasons why, but to know that they're actually, that's how people felt before, that's how John Lewis felt, that's how lots of other people have felt, and to know that they were able to overcome that is very powerful. After every one of these speakers comes and talks to us, we say we want to do something, maybe this time we actually can.
And organizer Taj Smith says that he hopes to continue the MLK celebration next year too.
My goal is to sort of branch it out and truly have more communities talking about these issues.
All events in the MLK 2013 festival were free and open to the public. Reporting from Williamstown for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.